That decanter and this hat gave us the idea for this little Edwardian song.
She was young, she was pure, she was new, she was nice. She was fair, she was sweet, 17. He was old, he was violent, no stranger to vice. He was base, he was bad, he was mean. He had slyly inveigled her up to his flat to view his collection of stamps. And he said, as he hastened to put out the cat, the wine, his cigar, and the lamps, "Have some Madeira, my dear. You really have nothing to fear. I'm not trying to tempt you, that wouldn't be right. You shouldn't drink spirits at this time of night. Have some Madeira, my dear. It's a very much nicer than beer. I don't care for sherry, one cannot drink stout, and port is a wine I can well do without. It's simply a case of shaker and arse on gout. Have some Madeira, my dear." Unaware of the wiles of the snake in the grass, of the fate of the maiden who topes, she lowered her standards by raising her glass, her courage, her eyes, and his hopes. She sipped it, she drank it, she drained it, she did. He quietly refilled it again. And he said, as he secretly carved one more notch on the butt of his gold-handled cane, "Have some Madeira, my dear. I've got a small cask of it here. And once it's been opened, you know it won't keep. Do finish it up. It will help you to sleep. Have some Madeira, my dear. It's a really an excellent year. Now, if it were gin, you'd be wrong to say yes. The evil gin does would be hard to assess. Besides, it's inclined to affect my prowess. Have some Madeira, my dear." Then there flashed through her mind what her mother had said with her antepenultimate breath. "Oh, my child, should you look on the wine when 'tis red, be prepared for a fate worse than death." She let go her glass with a shrill little cry. Crash, tinkle, it fell to the floor. When he asked what in heaven, she made no reply, up her mind and a dash for the door. "Have some Madeira, my dear," rang out down the hall, loud and clear, a tremulous cry that was filled with despair as she bore to take breath in the cool midnight air. "Have some Madeira, my dear," the words seemed to ring in her ear. Until the next morning, she woke up in bed with a smile on her lips and an ache in her head, and a beard in her ear all that tickled and said, "Have some Madeira, my dear."
My little 8-year-old nephew came to the show. When was it? Some time ago.
Ooh, long time ago.
And he said afterwards he liked that song best of all. We found out that he thinks it's about cake.
So does Swan. You wouldn't think, would you, to see him sitting quietly here counting the house, that in fact he'd had a very nasty accident this morning, knocked himself out at breakfast. He's got one of those pop-up toasters. Nasty things. I was worried. I thought I was going to have to get Rex Harrison in or something, honestly. They are marvellous when you think of it, aren't they? All these fabulous labour-saving gadgets we all have nowadays, like toasters and Rex Harrison. Pity we never have time to use them. We've written a little song about this. It's mostly from the housewives' point of view. I think this will perhaps be of particular interest to those gentlemen in our audience who are housewives. It's called